which were the rates that were charged in the Middle Ages. And sometimes you had prolific kings who spent more than they could get, and they were always borrowing. So they also needed Jews to borrow from, to keep the box going. But if you wanted to call a moratorium on your debts, as sometimes happens, right? So then the way out was to kick the Jews out, kill them, throw them out. That's, he wipes off all the debts, clean as a whistle. And that happened with regularity. And because of that, the status of the Jew really was whittled down to nothing. He had no way out of this box. He couldn't afford any way out. And Spain was the place where it first happened. One more point regarding Spain. Again, I'm going to discuss this at greater length. The medieval world was a place of terrible superstitions. They believed in witches, witchcraft, demons, spirits. If you thought something bad about, like voodoo dolls, you know, if you stick a pin into the guy, so then the guy feels it 500 miles away. So if he looked askance, or he had a bad thought, or anything like that, then automatically these evil powers were brought into being, and the evil powers came to rest upon the Jews. The Jews were accused of many, many different things. One thing they were always accused of was called desecrating the host. That means stealing the holy bread, the wafers of the communion of the church. Now the church believed and believes that the wafers, the bread, is the body of Jesus. How that happens is not my problem. And since the Jews were the devils, so they were always stealing the body of Jesus and doing something bad to it, and that caused pain, that caused sickness, that caused all sorts of problems in the Christian community. The medieval community, just as our community, always needed a scapegoat. It could never be their fault. And throughout the history of the Jews in Spain from 1250 onwards, for the next 250 years, you have regular pogroms against Jews for desecrating the host. And many Jews under torture confessed to whatever you wanted them to say. They implicated other Jews. It went on without an end. And they wanted the Jews to return the desecrated host. You know, and if there never was one to begin with, how do you return it? You had blood libels, which began then. And the blood libel was that Jews used the blood of Christians, and then it became the blood of Christian children for religious purposes. The religious purposes ranged from baking matzahs on Pesach to using it for Kiddush, in the cup for Kiddush.